let me up and let me stand. My head from hell, a stable land, higher plane than I have found. I plant my feet on higher ground. I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Thank you for joining me once again for It's a Good Life. Now, we know that it's the best life when we've trusted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And it's only the beginning of the best things. The best things await those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, this life that we're living right now is not a bed of roses, but it's the best life that anyone could ever have because it's the life that Jesus Christ has given us. We've trusted Him as Lord and Savior, and we only have good things to look forward to. We have eternal life, and one day we're going to see our Savior personally, and we'll be able to thank Him personally for saving our souls. Well, last time we left off in verse 27 of the book of Ephesians, where it says, "Neither give place to the devil." And I got to one thing that the devil does, and he lays snares for men, not only for the unsaved people of this world. He tries to confuse everyone. He tries to confuse the person who's never trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But he also tries to confuse, and he does many times, he confuses saved people. And I've mentioned how that some saved people will cause trouble within a local church. They're confused. The devil, they've given place to the devil. They've fallen into one of his snares, and this should not be. And many saved people have problems in their personal lives. They fall into the snare, the trap of the devil. The devil gets the upper hand with them. And I made mention last time that many times, there's several times in a person's life that they want to throw in the towel as a saved person, and many times, and many people do that. Pick up the towel. Get back in. Let God lead and guide you. Remember, there's only great things waiting for us in the glory of God. And we're here not to serve ourselves, but we're here to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ, and in turn, it's bringing honor and glory to our Heavenly Father. We need to listen to the voice of the Lord and not fall prey to the devil. We need to get out of the snare of the devil and stay away from that. Well, notice something else that the devil does. He takes the word out of hearts. In Matthew chapter 13 and verse 19, it says, When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Well, this would be a person that possibly you as a saved person you've given the plan of salvation to. They've heard the word of the Lord. But they really don't understand what's happening. They don't understand completely. And after they hear the word, the devil can come along and say, look, don't pay attention to that person. They don't know what they're talking about. Don't pay attention because what they've given you is not the word of God. And then the devil could possibly lead them into believing that there are other versions of the Bible other than the King James Bible. And the King James Bible is the Word of God. But he may lead them astray, that person who's unsaved, and say, look, there's 200, over 200, over 300 versions of the Bible, and you can take your pick. And let me add this, that there's so many Bibles out there today, there's even one called the Queen James Bible. Not the King James, but the Queen James. And that is given to those people who are homosexuals. The Queen James Bible, it says what they want to hear. Not what God says, but what they want to hear according to the old flesh. But God says that people who need to know Him as Lord and Savior are those people who are homosexual. those people can be saved. We do not shun those people and saying, well, you're going to hell and all this. Well, they will if they don't get saved. But that person who is a homosexual can get saved the same as anyone else, any person in this world. And that is another trick of the devil. He takes the word out of the hearts. In other words, he lets that person think that what you or I would tell them about getting saved, well, they just don't want to listen. The devil comes along and says, that's not the truth. And notice it says in Matthew 13, 19, part of that verse it says, and catcheth away that which was sown in the heart. The word of God is quick and powerful, and it will penetrate into the deepest regions of a person, whether they even realize it or not, because God is powerful. It says, catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. That unsaved person will hear the word, it's sown in the heart, that the devil comes along and he catches it away. He takes it away. He confuses that person. And it says that that person is the one who received seed by the wayside. In other words, they're just around. They're not paying attention to anything. And all of a sudden, they hear the word of God. And they just simply hear it and they don't take it to heart. Now, it goes in to that person. That person receives it, but then they don't receive it completely because the devil takes it away and confuses them. Notice something else the devil does. He puts wicked purposes into hearts. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27 says, neither give place to the devil. That means don't give him any room to stand. We've talked about this. Don't listen to him. This would be to the saved and the unsaved. The unsaved should not listen to the voice of the devil, but they should listen to the voice of God when he says, you must be born again. You must know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior in order to go to heaven. He says, to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. We actually have the privilege of becoming the sons, the children of God, once we've trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, he could also put within the heart of a saved person, he puts wicked purposes into their hearts. Once again, I go back saying that they could cause turmoil within the local church. They could cause problems by spreading rumors. There's many things that can go wrong in a person's life as a saved person. One of those things, I believe, is that they will not present Jesus Christ to another individual. We suddenly get tongue-tied when it comes to telling other individuals about Jesus. We get kind of, embarrassed, or we think, well, they're not going to listen to me, or I don't know what would be in the person's mind or in their heart when they're trying to present the plan of salvation, or that they are not presenting it. But whatever it is, it's a trick of the devil. He puts wicked purposes in our heart not to give out the word of God. And the good purpose is to give out the word of God. The bad purpose, the wicked purpose, is not to give out the word of God. So therefore, we need to get the good purpose out. We need to let the good purpose of our heart, and the purpose of our heart should be to tell other individuals about Jesus Christ. Don't let him get the upper hand. Notice something else that the devil does. He blinds minds. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now this is closely related to the second thing that I mentioned, the first thing here. He takes the word out of the hearts, but notice here, he blinds the minds. And the God of this world, of course, is the devil. He blinds the minds of those people who believe not. They get in their minds and in their hearts, well, I'm as good as anyone else. And they might want to give money to the church. And they say, well, if I give some money to the right causes in a church, or someone who's an orphan, or someone who is in need, if I help the needy, that's going to be good. And that would give me points with God. Well, the Bible teaches us that as an unsaved person who does good, now we look at it as a human being, we look at it as good, but God says everything that unsaved person does is wicked. Now, that's hard to take sometimes, and that's hard for an unsaved person to swallow. But that is exactly what the Bible teaches. Unless you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, everything is filthy rags in the sight of God. And you and I, who name the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we should be telling people about this. It says, "In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." They're blinded to the fact that they need a Savior, that they can't go to heaven by giving money to a church or to an organization or to a charity. They can't go to heaven by being baptized. That water will simply clean the body. It does not clean the soul. They cannot go to heaven by turning over a new leaf. "Lord, I'm going to do good from this point on. I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that." That does not save a person. Their minds have been blinded by the devil. And you and I need to help them understand through the Word of God that they too can know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now I'm going to read 2 Corinthians 4:4 once again. "In whom the God of this world hath blinded," the God of this world is the devil, "hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." The devil puts up a screen. He stops the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ from coming in. And he does this because he preys upon mankind. He wants everybody in this world to go to hell. Jesus Christ wants everybody in this world to go to heaven. That's the reason he gave his life on the cross of Calvary, that those people in this world could know him as Lord and Savior, and one day they would be in heaven with him. Well, the devil does many things to many people. The next thing I see that the devil does, he harasses men. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, it says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure, through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Now, I believe, and once again, according to the Word of God, the devil can only go so far in a Christian's life. The devil can only do so much because God is still in control. But we know that this old body is going to die because of sin. My human body is going to die one day. That is, unless Jesus comes back in the clouds first and in the rapture and says, "Come up hither," and I'm going to go to be with him. Either way, whether the breath of life leaves me or I go up, I'm still going up either way. But the Bible teaches us in that verse, "Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations." We should not think more highly of ourselves than we should as Christians. God lets us see things that the unsaved person cannot see. And we should be humble. We don't go around telling — I kid around a lot. I'm a humble preacher, but I'm only kidding. And the people I tell that to, they know I'm just kidding with them. But we should be humble. We're to listen to the Word of God. It's the Word of God that we should be proud of. We shouldn't be proud in ourselves, but we should be proud of the Lord and exalting him. And Paul the Apostle says, you know, he was a saved man. He says, "But there was given to me a thorn in the flesh." There was something bothering Paul the Apostle, possibly the greatest apostle who lived. He said, "There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me." The devil can't kill us as such, but he can sure cause us trouble. He can have his workers come about and cause us trouble. That is, those saved people, us saved people, he can cause us problems. And he says, Paul says, "The messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." In other words, he said, "I believe this is happening to keep me humble." And we need to look at that and count it all glory when the devil comes along and he causes us trouble, but we should not give in to his temptations.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.